Go this way.
Which way is that?
Why, over there, beside that tree.
You ought to set to starboard then, Alice.
It looks like a fine spot to me.
You really must say what you mean.
I did. And besides, I pointed.
That would be fine if they were paying attention. All in the golden afternoon, full leisure we glide. For both our oars, with little skill, by little arms are plied. While little hands make vain pretense, our wanderings to guide.
Not like that, silly.
Oh, drat.
Easy now. There. All right. Steady.
You will tell us another story?
Oh, cruel three. In such an hour, beneath such dreamy weather, to beg a tale of breath, too weak to stir the tiniest feather. Yet what can one poor voice avail against three tongues together?
Oh, please. You must tell us one at once.
Well, perhaps in a little while.
Oh.
Imperious Prima flashes forth her edict to begin it. In gentler tones, Secunda hopes there will be nonsense in it. While Tertia interrupts the tale not more than once a minute.
I'm going to read my book.
Go right ahead, then.
And I shall sit right here and have a nice rest. Oh.
Susanna had been indifferent about going to the dance until she realized that if she did not, she was going to be left at home.
Seems like a pretty silly book to me.
She changed her mind, of course.
Besides, what is the use of a book without pictures or conversations? I'd rather do needlepoint, or perhaps make a daisy chain. Really, I'd have to get up in order to pick the daisies. Is that allowed, I wonder?
Oh, dear! Oh, dear!
Perhaps I should ask that rabbit.
I shall be late. I'm sure of it. No!
Excuse me?
No time now. I must hurry.
But he actually has a watch. Wait! There he goes. No, don't just disappear into that hole. Oh, how will I ever squeeze in there? Oh, it's not so small, is it? Now, which way did he go? Oh, I'm falling. But look, there's the rabbit. Hello down there. Hello. Wait.
Here's a whisker. I'm late.
Don't just leave me falling like this. Yes, well, what's truly odd is that I am still falling. After a fall like this, I shall think nothing of tumbling downstairs. Well, I wouldn't say a thing about it, even if I fell off the top of the house. But those are cupboards and shelves. I wonder what this is. Orange marmalade. Oh, it's empty. I mustn't drop it, though. I might hurt someone. There. And bookshelves. He must be a serious rabbit. I wonder how many miles I've fallen. I must be getting near the center of the earth. Perhaps I shall fall right through. How funny it will seem to come out among the people who walk with their heads downwards. The Antipathies, I think, or something like that. I wonder if there are bats in here. Oh, Dinah, I wish you were down here with me. I hope they remember your saucer of milk at tea time. Do cats eat bats? Do bats eat cats? Oh.
Oh, the Duchess will be savage if I've kept her waiting.
But, Rabbit, wait, you dropped your fan. And your gloves. I'll bring them. Now where did he go? He must have gone through this door. No, it's locked. So is this one. But where can he have gone? I mustn't go far or the others will never find me. This one must be. No, I'll bet they won't even notice I've gone. I'm sure Dinah will miss me. Perhaps this tiny little one. Oh, look at that. What a lovely garden. I'll never fit through there. Oh, almost. But even if my head would go through, it would be very little use without my shoulders. That must be where the rabbit went. It's a pity I can't close up like a little fan. Although perhaps I could, if I just knew how to begin. But what's this? This bottle wasn't here before. Drink me? Oh, no. Not on your life. Although, perhaps... No. You can't go picking up bottles and drinking what's in them simply because they say so. Well, it doesn't say it's poison, after all. It would have to say that, wouldn't it? I'm sure it would. Not bad at all. A bit like chamomile. Or is it lingonberry? Well, there we are then. Too bad there isn't a bit of cake to go with it. I don't suppose I'll be getting back by tea time. Oh, what a curious feeling. It feels as though I'm shrinking up, like a telescope. But when will it stop? How strange. It did stop, as soon as I said it. Curious, that. I shall be able to follow the white rabbit now. He must have gone through the little door. But where was that? It doesn't seem like the same place at all, now that I'm 1 foot tall. Or is it two? I wonder. Let's see now. I think it's over here. No. Perhaps around this way? No. Oh, darn. I'm not supposed to say that, am I? I suppose it doesn't matter what I say anymore. There doesn't seem to be anyone here to listen. Then I'll never find that little door again. Or the garden. Come. There's no use in crying like that, either. I advise you to leave it off this minute. And it's no use now to pretend to be two people. Why, there's hardly enough left of me to make one respectable person. In fact, I'm no longer me at all, am I? Well, I'm not Ada, for her hair is in ringlets and mine is still straight. And thank heavens I'm not Mabel. For I still know all sorts of things, and Mabel is as dumb as a post. Besides, she's... And I'm... Oh, dear, how puzzling it all is. What's this? It looks like a bit of tea cake after all. Do you suppose I did that simply by wishing for it? And what's this? Eat me. Such strange writing. It can't very well be poison, though, can it? If it makes me larger, I shall be able to find the little door again. And then... Oh, I shall have to shrink again to go through. Oh, bother. It tastes good, too. Oh, that's it. I'm growing. Goodbye, Pete. I'll send you some socks at Christmas. I'll have to mail early, though. To Alice's Right Foot, Esquire. Hearth rug by fireplace with Alice's love. Oh, dear, what nonsense I'm talking.
Oh, the Thatches! The Thatches! Oh!
Huh? There he is. Oh, oh!
Won't she be savage if I've kept her waiting?
If you please, sir.
Oh!
You dropped your fan!
No time now. I'm late.
And your gloves. There's the door. But I'm much too big again. I hope the Duchess doesn't mind he's not wearing his gloves. Perhaps he'll come back for them. I'll just lie down here and wait. How very queer everything is today. And yet, I think... I am still me, am I not? I can't have become Mabel. And yet, let's see, the capital of London is Paris, and Paris is the capital of Rome. No, that's all wrong. I know, I'll try and recite How Doth the Little. Mabel could never do that. How doth the little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale? I'm sure those are not the right words.
Oh.
I must be Mabel, after all. And I shall have to go and live in that poky little house and have next to no toys to play with. What's this? The rabbit's glove fits me now. I must be growing smaller again. How can that be? And what if I don't stop? Whoever I am, I shall disappear. And I simply must get into that garden. Oh, the fan. Where can it have gotten to? And where did all this water come from? Ooh, it's salty. Why, it's tears. I wish I hadn't cried so much. It's really deep. Oh, now, where's that little door? It must be underwater now. Perhaps this mouse will know.
Oh, mouse, do you know the way out of this pool? I'm tired of swimming.
He must be a French mouse.
Pardon, monsieur. Où est ma chatte?
A cat? Ici? Oh, no!
Oh, I beg your pardon. It's the only French I know. I forgot you didn't like cats.
I don't like cats? Huh? Would you, if you were me?
Probably not. You wouldn't feel that way if you met Dinah. I think you'd take a fancy to cats if you met her.
No, thank you, mademoiselle. Not on your life.
Oh, please don't go. We won't talk about her anymore if you'd rather not.
We? What do you mean, we, mademoiselle? I wasn't talking about her, was I?
Well, no. I guess not.
I was just doing a few laps, minding my own business. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm getting out.
Don't leave. I want to talk to you.
A favor. I suspected as much.
I didn't mean it like that.
I've had enough of this in any case. Good day to you.
But won't you at least tell me what day it is? Oh, what a fine tail you have.
My tail is a long and a very sad one indeed. Perhaps you'd like to hear it someday.
Oh, I would. But I don't know when that will be.
Don't you know the day or the time? Do you know nothing at all?
I used to, I think. Only now I'm not so sure.
Well, that's progress, isn't it? Silly thing.
You'd show more respect if I had Dinah with me.
Dinah?
My cat, of course.
Morbleu! I really must be getting home. You head up to the house, missy, if you know what's good for you.
What's good for me? I'd like a nice cup of tea or something like that. Excuse me. Excuse me. No. I think they simply don't want to hear me. Oh, well. Hello? Hello? Looks a bit like Mabel's house, only smaller. I wonder who... Oh, is someone there? The wind couldn't have done that. Look at that. A fan. And another pair of gloves. Do you suppose if I put them on, they will make me grow smaller? Or larger? Oh, look out, ceiling. I'd better take them off before I fill up the entire house. Oh, now what? I don't think I can get out the door anymore. Nope. Oh, you foolish Alice, how can you learn your lessons in here? Why, there's hardly room for you and none at all for lesson books.
Move along.
It sounds like that rabbit again. But who is he talking to? Hello?
Fetch me my gloves and fan this minute.
I can't. I'm stuck.
Why, of all the nonsense.
Whoa, Marianne.
How did you get so large?
Ah, my name is not Marianne, it's Alice. And don't go poking me like that, please.
All right, Alice. And where, pray, are my white gloves?
They're here, but I'll be darned if I can get at them now.
Then I'll go round and get in at the window.
Oh, no, you won't.
Whoa. Look out, Your Honor.
What was that?
It looks like an arm, only larger.
An arm? Bill, you silly goose. Whoever saw an arm that size? Why, it fills the entire window.
Sure it does, Your Honor. And I don't like it one bit.
Bring some oil. We must burn the house down.
What? If you do that, I'll set Dinah at you.
Did you hear that, Your Honor? What'll it be?
We'll try these pebbles. Bring a barrowful.
Right, Your Honor.
If they had any sense, they'd take the roof off.
For the window.
You'd better stop throwing stones as well.
Good.
But what's that buzzing? Why, it's coming from those pebbles. I do believe they are turning into honey cakes. If I eat one of these, it's sure to make me change size. It can't make me larger or I'll burst the house apart. It's working. I mustn't eat too much or... Here.
Look there!
Oh,
she's getting away, Your Honor.
Let her go. I'm late enough as it is.
The first thing I've got to do is to grow to my right size again. Then I'm going to find my way into that lovely garden. Oh, I didn't see him there. What a dear puppy he was, too. Lucky he just wanted to play. He could as easily have had me for lunch. I must be more careful in the future. I should have liked teaching him tricks very much, if only I'd been the right size. I almost forgot that I'm smaller than a chipmunk. Why, a passing bird could pick me up and... Oh, my. What's this? Excuse me, sir, but who are you?
Depends on when you ask.
I don't know when it is, so I guess I can't say. You look like a caterpillar even sitting up there on that toadstool.
Cat will do. How about you?
I hardly know, sir, just at present. I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have changed several times since then.
That don't make a lot of sense if you ask me.
Well, perhaps you don't think so now, but when you have to turn into a butterfly or a moth, I should think you'll feel a little strange, won't you?
Not a bit.
It feels strange to me.
You are. So, who are you?
I'm leaving.
Wait. I've got something important to say. Keep your temper.
Is that all?
Yeah. No. So, you think you changed, do you?
I'm afraid I am, sir. I can't remember things as I used to.
Can't remember what things?
I tried to recite some verse, but it came out all wrong.
Repeat. You are old, Father William.
You are old, Father William, the young man said, and your hair has become very white, and yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right?
In my youth, Father William replied to his son, I feared it might injure the brain, but now that I'm perfectly sure I have none, why I'd do it again and again.
You are old, said the youth, as I mentioned before, and have grown most uncommonly fat. Yet you turned a back somersault in at the door. Pray, what is the reason of that?
In my youth, said the sage, as he shook his gray locks, I kept all my limbs very supple. By the use of this ointment, 1 shilling the box, allow me to sell you a couple.
You are old, said the youth, and your jaws are too weak for anything tougher than suet. Yet you finished the goose with the bones and the beak. pray, how did you manage to do it?
In my youth, said his father, I took to the law and argued each case with my wife. And the muscular strength which it gave to my jaw has lasted the rest of my life.
You are old, said the youth. One would hardly suppose that your eye was as steady as ever. Yet you balanced an eel on the end of your nose. What made you so awfully clever?
I have answered 3 questions, and that is enough, said his father. Don't give yourself airs. Do you think I can listen all day to such stuff? Be off, or I'll kick you downstairs.
You see, that was not said right.
Right. So what are you going to do?
First, I want to find my way into the garden. Then I want to grow to my right size again. Or grow to my...
What size you want to be?
Well, I should like to be a little larger. 3 inches is such a wretched height to be.
I think it's a good height to be.
Indeed, it becomes you, but I'm not used to it. I wish the creatures wouldn't be so easily offended.
You'll get used to it in time. One side will make you grow taller and the other shorter.
One side of what? The other side of what?
Of the mushroom, of course.
But which side is which? I guess I'll just have to try a little of each. Now, let's see. I'll put this in my left pocket and this... Oh, this will never do!
Now, that's tiny. That's the way. So long.
That's way too much. Why, I'll be able to see over the treetops.
Hey! Shout heads up next time.
Sorry to intrude, Pigeon. I'll get it right soon. No, just the littlest bit this time. There. Perfect. Too big to be a dog's lunch, yet small enough to manage that little door. If only I can find it. Perhaps someone here will help me. Sounds like they're home anyway.
There's no sort of use in knocking, Missy.
Oh. Who are you?
Footman to the Duchess and proud to serve, am I.
Then perhaps you might tell me how I am to get in.
Are you to get in at all? That's the first question now, isn't it?
No doubt it is. It's dreadful the way the creatures argue. It's enough to drive one crazy.
I shall just sit here for days and days.
But what am I to do?
Anything you like, Missy.
You can't get anything today, can you?
Is anyone home?
Miss me again. That's a stupid question. Unless you are deaf. We're in the kitchen. Ah, you missed me.
Thank you. I'm coming. Hello, Puss. Nice kitty.
Be still, child.
Want to throw it hot air? We'll take care of that.
There's too much pepper in that soup.
The Duchess wants a hot pot. How about a flying pan?
Oh, missed again.
Please, mind what you're doing. You almost took off its precious nose. The dear, sweet baby.
If everybody minded their own business, the world would go round a deal faster than it does.
But that would be dreadful. Just think of the trouble it would make with the day and night.
Trouble? What can you possibly mean, silly twit?
Why, the earth turns on its axis once every 24...
And speaking of axes, chop off her head!
At least I think it's every 24 hours, or is it 12? I simply can't get anything right today.
Don't ask me. I never could abide figures. Speak roughly to your little boy and beat him when he sneezes. He only does it to annoy because he knows it teases. Wow, wow, wow.
For the Duchess, an invitation from the Queen to play croquet.
As I live and breathe. Well then, young lady, you may nurse the child for a bit if you like. I must go and get ready to play croquet with the queen. Here, catch. Oh, there now. Please, Mum, before you go, would you tell me why your cat grins like that? What? Because it's a Cheshire cat is why.
Meow.
I didn't know that Cheshire cats always grinned. In fact, I didn't know cats could grin at all.
Well, that's not much of a fact, is it? Of course they can, and most of them do.
I don't know of any that do.
You don't know much, young lady, and that's a fact.
I suspect we'll all feel a lot better when we get out of range of that pepper. Won't we now? And you mustn't snort. People will call you names.
Good day to you, then, Missy.
Good day to you. If indeed it is a day at all anymore. I really haven't the foggiest idea. But I suppose I had better take you with me, precious child. It would be murder to leave you behind. Now I told you. My, what a snout you have. People will be calling you names at that. Poor little thing. What can I do with this creature when I get it home? Oh, my. Would you believe it? My dear thing, if you are going to turn into a pig, I'll have nothing more to do with you. There you are. Go on, run along. It would have made a dreadfully ugly child in any case, but it makes a rather handsome pig. I know some children who would do quite well as pigs, in fact. If only one knew the right way to change them. Oh. Hello, Puss.
Meow.
Decided you'd climb a tree, did you?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. If I lived here, I think I'd go mad.
Oh, you mean you're not alive?
Well, of course I am. Only, I am not living here.
Oh, then you must be mad. You said as much yourself.
But I mean, I just came here. I don't really...
Well, everyone here is crazy. Where were you going if you weren't coming here?
I was looking for the garden. It looked ever so nice.
Oh, the garden. Do you play croquet with the queen today?
No. I mean, well, I don't know. When will that be?
Later. Much later. And until then?
I don't know that either, I'm afraid.
You sound plenty mad to me. Why don't you find a quiet place to have a cup of tea? Then, perhaps you will make up your mind.
That sounds like an excellent idea. But where?
In that direction lives a hatter. And in that direction lives a march hare. Visit either you like. They're both mad.
I see. Well, I guess I shall do that.
I shall see you at the Queen's croquet, then.
I'm not certain. I haven't been invited yet. He disappeared. Everyone here may be mad, but they certainly don't linger, do they? The March Hare will be much the most interesting. And perhaps, as this is May, it won't be raving mad. At least not so mad as it was in March.
By the by, what became of the baby?
Oh, hello. It turned into a pig.
Ah, I thought it would.
And I wish you wouldn't keep appearing and vanishing so suddenly.
All right.
And take your grin with you. Well, I've often seen a cat without a grin, but a grin without a cat. It's the most curious thing I ever saw in all my life.